Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, everybody. I am super excited. I've got a great guest today. His name is Ronnie Nejme, and he works with PLR.me. So we're going to be talking about what PLR is. PLR, just so you guys know, is private label rights content. And it's really, it's content written for you that you can use in your business to get out there where you don't have to do all the original thinking and things like that. And we're going to dig deep into that. So Ronnie, how are you doing today, man?
Good. Great to be here.
Awesome. Hey, you know, one of the first things I like to do is to introduce people to you because they don't know you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your backstory? How did you go from being in banking or something like that to running your own PLR business?
Well, not quite, but I worked in a co-op placement while I was in university for a big bank. And I mean, in Canada, we have a few big banks, and you really see how big and disastrous it can be. I within the first week, I realized that all I was going to be doing was attending meetings and taking notes, and it was not what I had in mind for, you know, my life, for the rest of my life, that I'm just going to be in meeting hell all the time.
Right.
And so I asked my manager. I said, so is this all I'm going to be doing? And he said yes. He was very transparent to me, and I said, oh, okay. And from that point on, I realized that that's not what I want to do, and I mean, I'm a very fast, efficient kind of worker, so I got my stuff done at work, and I was working on my own business while working for the bank. Now, don't tell the bank that, but that's what I had to do because it was just, you know, not me. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. From there, I transitioned into creating a massive self-growth and self-help site that was getting tens of thousands of visitors per month. And doing coaching, I wrote books on coaching, on stress, and, you know, was featured on national television here in Canada talking about stress and how to manage stress. And I was loving this, but I realized there was a little niche that was more for me, and that was helping health and wellness people. Because I was getting burnt out being a stress coach and hearing about people's problems. And I mean, that's just not me. I was a marketer and business person at heart. And that's when I transitioned to helping health and wellness people, producing content and books and resources to help them help more people.
Very cool. So let's dig in, because one of the things that I don't think a lot of my audience is familiar with PLR, which is private label rights. Is that correct?
Yes.
So give us a broad brush overview of what PLR is and how are people using it?
Okay, so that's a great question. And the first thing I'd like to say is that PLR, the industry as a whole, has a very bad reputation. And I realized this probably a few years into it. You know, I thought that everyone should be producing high quality material with, you know, content that's written by expert authorities, people that are, you know, practicing what they preach and writing what they know about, not just, you know, some guy in a third world country or a computer generating writing. That's just what we've always believed in. And I quickly realized after meeting some of my clients, they've kept telling me, well, your stuff is just so much better than anything else out there. I don't buy anybody else's stuff because it's just not written well, it doesn't look good, it doesn't sound like me. And so that's, I just want to preface it by saying that. Now, not all PLR is equal. And so if you're thinking right now, if you're like some people that, oh, you know, PLR is just junky content, I agree with you, that's the reputation, but that's not how it should be. So as an extension of that, let me explain a little bit. PLR, or private label rights, I call it done-for-you licensed content, is the little secret of some of the most successful businesses around the world, media companies around the world, and yes, even coaches and small businesses online. And let me explain that a little bit. If you think about stock photos, okay, think about going to any of those free or, you know, inexpensive stock photo websites. What are you doing? You're licensing a photo that someone else took, and you're taking that, and then you can use that on your website or in your marketing materials. You can create, in some cases, if you have the right license, t-shirts and, you know, promotions and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? That's licensing, right? That's what licensing is about. And think about the opposite of that. If you wanted to use a photo that you did not take and you didn't pay a licensing fee, that's illegal. If you wanted to have a photo that was exclusively taken for you by someone, that's very expensive. I mean, it would be prohibitively expensive to have, you know, hundreds of dollars per photo, because it's an exclusive, right? So private label rights allows you to use content or photos or materials alongside other people, but allowing you to tweak and change it and make it your own. That's one example. I mean, think about private label store brands. You go into a Walmart and you'll see, you know, Great Value, or they're different clothing lines or different things like that. All of the major big chains have their own store brand. That is private label rights. They're not producing that, you know, shirt or food item or toiletry. They're not doing that. What they're doing is they're partnering with the supplier, the manufacturer. They're slapping their name and label on it, and then they're branding it and marketing it as their own. That's private label rights. And most people don't realize that, but the same applies to content. And again, let's talk, you know, corporate and big scale media companies. How many news agencies are there in the world? There's not as many as you'd think. You look at AP, you look at Reuters, and there's a small handful around the world that report on the news around the world. Then the local broadcaster in Omaha will license that news story, that report, or that video from one of the big agencies. Because just think about, again, think about logistics. How could a little news team in a small city or town cover the news all on their own with their own reporters? And then second of all, how inefficient would that be? So what's happening is licensing, right? It's done for you content, or private label rights. And the same applies to health and wellness professionals or any business. We can take material that's expertly written, we can pay a license fee, and then we're able to use that, modify it, add our own branding, add our own opinion or voice, add our own design, and use that in our own business.
See, and that is one of the best explanations I've ever heard of PLR, man. That's just fabulous. Now, so let's look at a couple of different things. And I've seen this time and time again. Okay, you've got these companies that sell these, and I hate to call it this, but it is what it is. It's cookie cutter websites that put out, mm-hmm. you know, generic content for your dentist or your chiropractor, stuff like that. And frankly, those articles are just like boring and not customer focused. And they're mm-hmm. just, you know, I hate to put it this way, but it's kind of generic crap. What's the difference between what you guys do with PLR and that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, we focus. And that's a big problem in this industry, is we think we're going to go wherever the money is. So I'm going to produce marketing content one day, and then I'm going to produce dog training content another day. And all of a sudden, you're producing generic crap, in your own words. And what we do is we focus, and we change the game in a couple of ways. So first and foremost, we only have experts writing the content in North America. Okay, so we're not shipping this overseas where it's cheaper, and obviously cheaper means it's lower quality. We keep it all local. Second of all, we make it look good. And so, is it written well? Great. Is it edited well? Awesome. But then we make it look good. So we actually create PDFs that you can take as is. And we actually, for our members, we have tools where you don't even have to add your own branding manually. You upload a PDF, you put in your URL or your name or your logo, and you hit brand, and it will spit out a branded version of that PDF. Every single page, if you'd like, alternate pages, you can put your hyperlinks in there. It's branding it. It's called the PDF Brander, and it's an exclusive for our members. So we make things look professional from the beginning to end. It looks great. It's ready to go. and you can use it as is. It's beautifully designed. The other thing we do is it's not necessarily only typical boring articles, because what is this day and age all about? It's about mixed mediums. You go onto Pinterest and you're not going to see an article, you're going to see images. So what do? Well, we have inspiring motivational quote graphics and affirmation graphics that you can then share and brand as your own. We have an image brand, or you can put your own branding on it and then share that on Pinterest or on Facebook or on Twitter. We also have things like affirmations. So a text where it's a single line sentence and then a reflection on that and some self-reflection questions. Again, designed as well as, you know, text versions that you can edit and customize as your own. So it's just changing the game. For health and wellness, if you're in that market, you know it's not just about, you know, a book. It's about touching the soul in different mediums in different ways.
Good stuff, man. Now, herein lies one of the questions. How do I know that my next door neighbor, chiropractor, wellness person isn't using this exact same stuff? And what if people see exactly what they're doing and I'm doing and they say, oh, this stuff is just copycat stuff?
Mm-hmm. So that is probably the most common question and concern that people have. And I get it. I totally understand. You know, we want to be unique, and it seems like we're, you know, like in the eyes of our grade school teacher, we're plagiarizing, but it's not, right? It's, first of all, we're licensing it, so we're paying a license fee, and we're able to use that content. So first of all, from a legal standpoint, it's legal, okay? Second of all, as part of the license, you can customize it and brand it as your own. Something that most people don't realize is that if you were to change how something looks, you likely will not recognize it. And we have several examples. We've done webinars before. We've shown before and afters of some of our clients. We've shown what they've done. We've shown how they've changed medium. So, for example, how a book read aloud and turned into an audio version or a video course or a podcast, no one will know that it was licensed because you've completely changed the format. And even if you read it word for word, which, you know, personally, we always recommend modifying it, adding in your own personal stories, adding in your own client examples, you know, just make it your own. But even if you didn't do that, changing the medium, you've completely changed the game. People will not recognize it. It is, I can show you visual examples of how you will not be able to recognize it. One of our clients, she's a psychiatrist in Atlanta. And what she does is she's turned a 20-page PDF into an infographic. So she took the highlights from that book and she just put it into an infographic style and put that up on Pinterest, on Facebook. You would never guess that it would be the same. It looks completely different. Another client has created magazines out of the material. Again, you kind of change up the design, you change up the look, you add your own stories or your own opinions or your own intro or your summary, people would have no clue. So if you change the mediums, changing text into audio or video or graphics, or if you change the format, the style of it, the design, that alone, again, if you don't even change the text, that alone will make it unrecognizable. But we still recommend add your own voice, put your own flair to it. Some of our clients are some of the top coaches out there, and you would never guess. You know, we can't always reveal who's using our material, but if you saw who is, you'd be floored because you would not recognize it. They add their own voice. And the trick is, it's a lot easier to start from a base, from a foundation, than starting from scratch. So if you have to write a book or a course or an article or an email from scratch, it's a lot harder than if you have a base to work from.
Absolutely. So, you know, it sounds easy, and I know one of the hardest things that people have is they have like mental blocks of, you know, writer's block and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, a challenge trying to create new content. What do my audience want? You know, what am I going to say? All this other stuff. So give me a couple of success stories of how people have used PLR. Mm-hmm. And this is always the, you know, the bottom line is, how do I use this stuff to make money?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of cool examples. So
awesome.
Because we produce the same types of material each month, people can rely on us. So, for example, we have inspirational graphics. We have like 20 inspirational graphics a month. We have 30 affirmation reflections a month, and we have, you know, books and reports, certain kinds and styles. It's different topics. It's different every month. But the point is, it's something they can rely on. So one client, he has created a membership site, and he charges, I think it's something, and it's cheap, but it's working for him, $9 a month. And I think he calls it like the Mindset Collection. And he has different inspirational graphics and affirmations that he gets from us. He brands it as his own, puts it up in a members area, and he charges $9 a month. And, you know, he's had hundreds of members paying monthly for content he never had to create. So membership sites, one good example. Some of our clients have built their list by using the material as a lead magnet. So there's one client, she's built a list, and this is a specific testimony. Her name is Jillian Hood. She built a list of over 15,000 people by using the material as part of an opt-in. So, you know, get this self-esteem booster kit she had, and you turn that into a lead magnet that can build up her list. People have created physical products. A couple of people, again, Kindle is different. You cannot use any content that has ever been published before. Even if you wrote it, but you published it on like some other website, that's not allowed on Kindle. So it's not just done for you content. It's just, that's just, they don't like that. But print is fine. You can create magazines or printed products, and a lot of our clients have done that. Probably one of the most unique things, and I'll kind of end on this, and there's so many, I mean, you know, in email content or podcasts, video courses, but one of the most unique was actually someone who does meetups. So, Brian, I'm not sure if you've heard of meetup.com. You likely have, and it's a site where people can arrange a little mastermind group or just a meeting of like-minded people. So she does a meetup for women entrepreneurs. She has a live event. It's just, you know, I don't know, pretty informal, might be an hour or two a month. And she uses the material, first of all, to have a 15 to 20 minute training session. So she just takes that content, the report, the book, adds her own sort of notes about it, and then speaks. She just does a quick seminar about it. And she's using that material. And then the printed handouts are our handouts that she brands as her own and gives those away. So those are a few examples. I mean, really, what I encourage you to think of is wherever content exists, you can use done-for-you licensed content. Video, audio, graphics, Facebook groups, webinars, anything. Like, content is content. How it's written doesn't matter. Make it your own and use it across multiple mediums, across different formats, across, you know, different platforms, and make it your own, make it sound like you, and identify with that ideal person. And you're going to be very successful. It's just going to be a lot faster than if you were to do it from scratch.
Yeah, see, that's fabulous. And I love the fact that you talk about the, you know, the investment in future business and stuff like that as well. So you've got a system that's going to help people better understand how to utilize PLR for their business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the first things that I'd recommend, if you're not, if you still want to, you have questions about how done-for-you licensed content works, if you want to see some examples in action, I'd recommend you check out our Business Growth for Busy Coaches workshop. We run them fairly regularly, and if not, we have replays, and there'll be a link. You know, I guess, Brian, I'll give you a link, and you can put that up on the site, on the podcast. But you can just go to plr.me for that, and I'm sure you'll find it off of our main site. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you want to just dive right in and you want the tools and you want the training and you want the content and you're a health and wellness professional, just go to plr.me/bacon, and that'll link you through Brian to our self-help membership. And that's where you get the content, the articles, the affirmations, the inspirational graphics and the reports and books, as well as some of the tools that I talked about and more tools, and the training, the 30-day action plan, all that good stuff. You get all of that there. Just go to plr.me/bacon.
See, and just that URL is going to make it sizzle, baby. I love it. So, Ronnie, if people wanted to get a hold of you, you know, for had any questions or wanted to get a hold of you directly, what's the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. So email ron@plr.me. So Ron, R-O-N, at plr.me. There's no .com or anything. It's just plr.me. And Facebook. You can Facebook me, facebook.com/ronplr.
Awesome, dude. Well, this has been some really great content. You delivered. You not only talked the talk, man, but you walked the walk. So I really appreciate you being on. I got a lot. I know my audience is going to get a lot out of this as well. So thanks for joining us, man. I really appreciate it.
It was a blast. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.